And an Auckland man was turned away from two drive-in testing centres despite telling health workers that he lives in the same building as the city's latest community COVID-19 case. The new positive case is a 20-year-old woman who studies at AUT and works at a clothing shop in High Street. So far, it isn't known how she contracted the virus. She lives at the Vincent Residences, a block of 171 apartments on a leafy downtown street. Will did not receive an alert on his COVID tracer app, instead getting the heads up from friends. He told RNZ's Katie Todd he immediately tried to get tested, but was twice refused.
I got home at just after three. There were no signs, no people, no nothing. I'd already tried to go through two drive-through testing units, and they're all closed. Said that they were too full, even though I mentioned I was from this building. And they wouldn't take me, so yeah.
What can you tell me about the building itself in terms of communal areas?
So there's two lifts, there's a pool, gym and a courtyard. But they don't get used that often, so the intermingling is not that much. So people pretty much keep to themselves here.
And how are you feeling about the prospect of having to be in isolation?
Well, hopefully once the test is back we won't have to do that. Right? So that's the key thing. And it's not like I haven't done it before. I'm a returnee expat, so I've been through managed isolation. I've had testing pre-leaving my previous country, obviously the two during isolation. So this is just par for the course.
And one more thing, we have heard that some people who live here are leaving and staying elsewhere because they don't want to.
Yeah, so when I arrived back here, because I was out on the road, I saw people leaving the suitcases and I'm going, what's going on? I didn't quite comprehend. Yeah, and I've seen people coming and going since.
That is Will, who lives in Vincent Residences, the same block of apartments as Auckland's latest community COVID case. Urgent genome sequencing has been done overnight to help identify the source. All those who live in the Vincent Residences are being tested and being told to stay in their apartments. The woman and two of her close contacts are now in quarantine. Auckland remains at alert level one, but that could change in an official update due this afternoon. Meanwhile, some returnees in managed isolation at the Grand Millennium Hotel in Auckland are questioning claims from the government that social distancing happened during a fire alarm on Monday night. The hotel's directly next door to the Vincent Residences, where the woman who has contracted COVID-19 lives. The government says it's unlikely the fire evacuation caused the transmission, as the woman was already symptomatic by the time it happened. It also says the evacuees socially distanced, wore masks and were cordoned from the public. But Nathan Thompson, who was among them, says what he experienced was no social distancing and no fences between some groups and the street